What's the site like in your day? Was it a big site?
How many people?
It was huge. Number One Shop was... Well, my first impression of Number One Shop, I thought to myself, where the hell is it going to end? Because as a young lad, you're coming out and all of a sudden, the noise and the smell of the cutting oil, and you had great big horizontal, big Warner and Swasey, bloody great big chuck, and you used to mount it on.
Oh, like a vertical lathe? Vertical ones, you know.
Vertical, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the tailstock used to come down from up above, and the chuck was on the floor. Huge things.
It's like a big turntable, basically, and turning big diameter parts and whatnot.
Yeah.
And do you know how many people worked on the site then, roughly?
There must have been a couple of thousand. And I can remember Number Three Shop, when I went there first of all, there were three or four ladies there that worked through the war on shift. Mrs. Sparks was one.
Because I think during the war it was about 6,000 there, wasn't there? And then it came down to 3.5 when I met Graham there for the first time in the late 80s. So Number One Shop, massive place.
Huge, and it was experimental. And I guess, unless you were doing Ordinary National, O-levels, you didn't go down to experimental. That's the feeling I got. Mm-hmm.
Bit sort of elite, was it?
I think so. Yeah, but that was okay. It didn't.
Was the tool room behind there as well?
Right. And there was a chap by the name of John Morgan in charge of the tool regrind, and he lived in Oxlaws Lane, not far from me. And he was a very serious sort of a chappy. Yes. What do you want? He'd come to the little cubicle and say, "What? Give him the job spec and what you wanted," and he would grind that particular tool to those specifications.